What up, y'all? It's yours truly, Mufasa Fashaw. And I'm here with another episode of Alphacology, man. I'm just here to remind you to be the most alpha version of yourself. And that is a ongoing, everyday thing. You know, you be the most alpha version of yourself. Monthly, weekly, daily, do the best you can at it. Some days are harder than the others. Some days I feel like the king of the world, and some days I feel like, dang, I'm the scum of the earth. It just depends on how things are flowing, but I cannot give up on, I cannot give up on my people. Sorry about that. Cannot give up on my people. And I'm going to always be with you guys, no matter what, to the top of the tree, to the top of the mountain, to the bottom of the tree, to the bottom of the mountain. And I did think about a couple things, man. And a couple of those things that I've been thinking about was how we were going to handle adversity. And I think every year is a little bit different. Every year, I'm looking for a couple of things. Hold on. Every year is a little bit different. You know, this year, 2024, for me, it's all about being more disciplined with my finances more than ever, being more disciplined with my nutrition more than ever. Now that I'm getting a little bit older, I feel like my metabolism's slowing down. It's harder for me to lose weight, harder for me to build muscle. And maybe it's just, I'm just more focused and more busy on among other things and not trying to be so stressed out about life. And that's where I am right now. I'm trying to be the most alpha version of myself. And I'm trying to be strong in areas I need to be strong. Some days I'm doing great at it. Not saying I done got fat and out of shape and all of that, but it's just, it was so coming so easy because I guess I had a more healthy schedule, life healthy, physically fit schedule where I could stay fit better. Now that I'm getting a little older, knees starting to hurt a little bit more aches and pains, and it's like, ugh, it's hard to keep that intensity, but I'm doing great. You know, I went to the doctor. Everything checked out good. I'm good. I'm strong. And they believe I'm healthy. But, you know, as for me, I used to be an athlete. And we all know an athlete dies two deaths, maybe three. And I say three deaths. The first death is the death of your career. So your career over. You're not going to be playing your sport at the highest level, whether it's Olympian or a professional, you're not doing that. The second death is what I call the athletic death, where you start to feel the decline in your athletic body. And the third death, I mean, that's the physical. the third death is not the physical, but you start to feel physically, you start to feel that wear and tear, like, oh my goodness, my knees hurt, oh, this hurts. You start to feel that real wear and tear, like, dang, I cannot really do what I used to do consistently. Now, the beautiful part about getting older, you do get stronger. I'm strong as an ox, and I could build my muscles up to be real strong. That's what I like. But the athletic ability, the flexibility, that stuff is dying, right? But it's good, though. It's making me take it easy. What you put in your body is way more important now. So that's what I'm learning, too. And I want you guys to understand that journey. Now, I'm going to get a little bit more personable with my new podcast because it's like, hey, y'all know me as Alphacology, right? Y'all know me as Mufasa. Y'all know, y'all got some of the stories, but y'all ain't have the in-depth stories. I just was telling you guys what not to do. And I remember a young man asked me, how did you learn to be alpha? Did you learn from your mistakes? And a lot of this stuff is just me learning from my mistakes. I learned female nature the hard way. And sometimes the easy way, I would say through rap music. You know, I'm from the generation of the we don't love these hoes generation, don't trust these hoes generation. So we have to do what we need to do. And dealing with women is a beautiful thing. They have, women are like the moon. They have many phases. And I always say that they have a phase you really like, and they're going to have a phase you really hate. They're going to have a phase you're good with, you cool with, I could deal with this. And they usually stay in the middle, but they have phases. And you got to figure out how long their phases last. Some women's phases last for years. Some of them last for weeks. Some of them last for days. Some of them last for months. We don't know. And it just depends on your woman you're dealing with. But you can use all those phases to your advantage. And you should. You should take advantage of people. And you should be a blessing to people. I'm a firm believer of taking advantage and blessing people at the same time. You know, that's what it is. I don't even want to say take advantage, but I'm going to be around the people that can help me get to the next level or help me get where I want to go. And in return, I treat them fairly. You always want to treat the people around you fairly. And that goes both ways. Fairness goes both ways. They treat you like shit, you treat them like shit. Sometimes you don't even treat them like shit. You just remove yourself. I've been telling people that all the time. Now, if somebody does something great for you, yeah, you treat them fairly. You do what you need to do. So with that being said, that's what I want you guys to understand. That's a part of being a man. Treating people fairly and doing what is best for you. You, a good businessman always gets what he wants and gives the people what they want. An even better businessman probably give the people what they think they want. But I wouldn't even say even a better businessman. I just think that's a capitalist businessman. A great businessman, a man whose business is going to last, he's going to give the people what they want, his customers what they want, right? And he's going to get what he wants. That's a perfect world. But we live in a world where we try to get the most out of people and situations with doing the least. And that just makes you a real shitty person. And I don't want you guys to be that. So, and I done been in that situation too, where I wasn't the best person. So I'm going to jump into that too. We're going to talk about that. But right now, I just want you guys to focus in and figure out what's important. Some of us got to take this shit day by day. So tomorrow, you figure out what's important to you and you take it day by day, minute by minute, second by second if you have to. What's important for me tomorrow is making sure I get the correct nutrients and proteins in my body before I leave this house. So I'm going to do that. Once I step out this house, I know what else is important for me tomorrow. Building up my team so that we could win. So whatever that entails, tomorrow that might just be making sure my team gets in that weight room, gets on that track, gets on that field, whatever it is. I'm just giving you an example. Or in this case, making sure my team gets the proper guidance through my podcast. And I upload it. Publish it, write notes for the next podcast, in the next podcast. So I got a lot of big stuff coming up, and I really thought about it because I got on this, I'm going to be honest with you guys, I got on this podcast and I was like, man, I'm about to tell this story, and I said to myself, I don't want to tell this story. I don't want to tell that story yet. I have to really dig deep because that's going to be a part of my story. Me dealing with a couple females that I want you guys to really understand what I got, how I got to this point, And the lessons I learned even when I got to this point, because I'm still learning lessons. That's the beautiful part about it, because the more the world changes, the more lessons you got to learn. What worked in 1999 might not work in 2029. What worked in 2008 might not work in 2028. So that's what we got to understand. With that being said, this is not tea, it's protein. Peace out.